This is our B moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how we respond to God's comfort. So we've been spending a lot of time talking about all the ways God can comfort us. And then we said there's no greater comfort than the gift of eternal life. And we even talked about how God gives us instruction with his Sermon on the Mount as to how we might obtain eternal life. And one of the ways he describes in Matthew 5:5 is that God blesses those who are gentle and lowly, for the whole earth will belong to them. And when I think about that passage, I think about one beautiful example of this woman who came into the home where Jesus was having supper with her beautiful jar of perfume and just began to pour it over his head and anoint him as she was preparing his body for burial. Now, the scriptures say the disciples became indignant because they thought this was just a very expensive bottle of perfume. It was a waste of money. She could have chosen to use it another way. But notice now how she poured that perfume gently over him, and she acted in a lowly way, in a sense that her earthly needs and what she could have done with that expensive perfume were secondary to him. And so let us think about what are the ways that we are putting God first in our lives so that that might be pleasing to him. And as you think about that, remember these words, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Matthew 6:33. Share this B moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, let's exceed God's expectations on how we put him first.